Let me ask you a question. Do you believe a society has the right to execute traitors? People who are actively trying to undermine the authority and culture of a society? Every society in history has executed its traitors. Most evangelicals, who are some of the harshest critics of the Inquisition, not only are in favor of executing American traitors, but are in favor of military tribunals as opposed to the more fair civilian courts when trying them. This is how we must understand the Inquisition. Heresy was treason. Before we get into all of that, I would like to dispel some myths. The anti-Catholic propaganda is littered with exaggeration, half-truths, and lies concerning the Inquisitions. First of all, there were three. The French, I don't know if it was called the French or not, but that's what I'm calling it, the Roman and Spanish Inquisitions. England, Northern and Eastern Europe never had an Inquisition. The number of people executed over several centuries with all the Inquisitions combined was in the low thousands, not millions. The vast majority of those convicted were not executed, and none of them were executed by the Catholic Church. The Church didn't have the authority to execute people. If the Church found someone guilty of heresy, they were handed over to the civil authorities and they determined what the punishment would be. Only repeat offenders and those considered obstinate in their denial in the face of overwhelming evidence were executed. The Church could only use torture under strict guidelines. It could only happen once, it could not cause loss of life or limb, and it could only be done if there was enough evidence of guilt and the person was obstinate. Even then, it was considered ineffective and was rarely used, unlike in the civil courts. Only Catholics were brought before the Inquisition, not Jews, Muslims, or anyone else, as the Church had jurisdiction over Catholics only. So anyone executed during the Inquisition was Catholic. The idea that the Catholic Church used the Inquisition to force people to convert to Catholicism is just false. Which brings us to the point of the Inquisitions. Is this person who claims to be Catholic really Catholic, or something else and just pretending to be Catholic? Which brings us to the idea of treason. First, we must realize that we cannot look at another culture with 21st century American eyes and values and pass judgment, even when it comes to medieval Europe. Europe through the Middle Ages was based on Catholicism, and there was a firm structure with the church at the top, then the monarchs, nobility, and peasantry. In a lot of ways, the monarchs and nobility derived their authority from the Catholic Church. So if the authority of the church was in question by default, so was the authority of the king and aristocracy. And they didn't like that too much, and had no qualms about executing anyone then and there for doing so. Luther was able to avoid this because he garnered the support of German princes who wanted to seize church property. The Inquisitions began after the Albigensian Crusade went horribly wrong. The Albigensians were Cathars who believed in two gods, the evil God of the Old Testament who created our bodies and the physical world, and the good God of the New Testament who created our souls and the spirit world. As a result, the Cathars did not believe in marriage or procreation, but tolerated fornication, abortion, murder, and suicide. The Cathars were aggressively seeking converts in what is today known as southern France. The Pope repeatedly sought the local Catholic nobility to put down the heresy, but they refused, since many of their friends and families were in fact Cathars. When the Pope sent St. Dominic to try to convert the Cathars, he barely escaped with his life, two of his companions having been murdered. So the Pope called for a crusade to replace the ineffective Catholic nobility. Unfortunately, the Crusaders slaughtered large numbers of people without regard to who was and was not a heretic. This brought about the Inquisition. It was the Church stepping in and saying to the local authorities, "We will decide if a person is a heretic before we allow you to execute them." Now, I'm not going to act like they didn't actively try to root out heretics. They did, just like Protestant countries actively sought to root out Catholics, and the United States actively sought out communists under Senator McCarthy in the 1950s. When there is a group of people in a society that is opposed to the society's beliefs and values, the authority will try to root them out. That's just the way it is. Was it perfect? No. And inquisitions are not infallible and never were considered as such. But if you value a just system where people are given a fair trial and humane treatment for prisoners, then the Inquisition was a step in the right direction. The American justice system can be corrupt and sometimes innocent people are convicted and even executed, but most people see it as an overall good thing and would not want to get rid of it. So what happened when someone was called before the Inquisition, like Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross were? Well, when the Inquisition came to town, the person or people being accused were not made public at first. The Inquisitors declared a grace period that lasted a month where anyone could come forward and confess their heresy voluntarily. Anyone who did this was given a penance, and that was the end of it. If the people did not come forward during this time, they were called to the Inquisition. They would be asked who their five worst enemies were. If the person making the accusations against them was on that list, the case was dropped. If it went to trial, the accused could confess and repent at any time and give in a penance or light jail sentence. The Inquisition was considered exceptionally lenient for its time. Those accused of civil crimes would often blaspheme in civil courts to get their case moved to the ecclesiastical courts. The Spanish Inquisition. This requires a bit of background. From the 8th century to the 15th century, the bulk of what we call Spain was occupied by Moorish Muslims who had conquered the Christian Visigoth kingdoms. In the 13th century, England kicked out all of its Jews that were living there, many of whom settled in Muslim Spain. In the northern part of Spain were the Christian kingdoms of Leon and Castile. The two monarchs, Ferdinand and Isabel, married and combined their kingdoms into one, Spain. Then they set out to reconquer the Muslim territories. This is called the Reconquista. As the whole of Spain was retaken, many Muslims and Jews were given a choice: convert to Catholicism or leave. The ones who stayed and converted were called the conversos, many of which gained prominent roles in the new kingdom. Over time, many of these conversos and their descendants were suspected of not having sincerely converted to Catholicism. Many, at least culturally, remained Muslim or Jewish. Fearing that some of the conversos had converted only to stay and covertly undermine the kingdom in favor of a Muslim reconquest, the king and queen asked the pope if they could launch an inquisition to look into the matter. It is the Spanish Inquisition most people mean when they say the Inquisition. This inquisition was established in 1478 and disbanded in 1834, the early decades being the most active. In recent decades, historians have been given access to the records of the Spanish Inquisition. The inquisitors kept detailed records of each case. These records were never meant to be made public, so they are considered reliable. The BBC made a documentary on the subject, and I'll put a link in the description. What these documents reveal completely contradicts the myth of the Spanish Inquisition. The conditions of the ecclesiastical jails were the best in Spain. When they would get overcrowded from people blaspheming in the civil courts to have their case moved to the Inquisition, the inquisitors would hesitate to send them back to the civil courts because the conditions of the jails were so bad. The use of torture was rare, but when used, there were strict limits set. Unlike areas in Europe that did not have the Inquisition, whether Catholic or Protestant, where there were no limits on torture. Persecuting witchcraft was very popular in Europe at the time, and secular courts were not tolerant of these kinds of offenses. The accused were often burned at the stake. The Inquisition, on the other hand, declared witchcraft a delusion, and no one was allowed to be tried or executed for it. Every country in Europe executed heretics. The number of people executed by the Spanish Inquisition was comparatively low, with the total number of people executed during the entire 350-year period being somewhere between 3 and 5,000. In the 16th century, an estimated 40 or 50 people were executed by the Inquisition, compared to Elizabethan Protestant England in the same century, where over 400 Catholic priests and laity were executed for smuggling the priests in to say Mass. The myth of the Spanish Inquisition was propagated by the English, as Spain and England were not on good terms after the Reformation. It was anti-Spanish more than anti-Catholic at the time, but over the centuries, anti-Catholics have used the English propaganda against the Catholic Church. If we take away the propaganda and put the Inquisition into proper perspective, with the fact that people were given a fair trial and humane treatment of prisoners, then the Inquisitions were a good thing.